Next up is item number, I'm sorry. Yeah, sure. All right, next item, number 1015.
Proclaim November 11, 2019 to be Veterans Day.
Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor. As you know, November 9th marks the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. Veterans Day is coming, and as the only veteran on the Portland City Council, I just wanted to take a moment to appreciate all veterans, veterans of today, veterans of yesteryear, and I want to remind people that we can disagree with war, but we cannot not support people who step up when asked by their country to step up. We can disagree with leadership, but we cannot disagree with people who put their life on the line to protect us in times of war all over the world. And I just twisted the mayor's arm to allow him to allow me to read the resolution. We should honor all veterans, and unfortunately, we have way too many veterans living on the street, suffering from mental health issues, alcohol and drug addiction, and totally disconnected from their community. For me, it kind of breaks my heart that we send children to war, and then we expect them to shake it off when they get back to their families without support, and that's not right. We can do better. We must do better.
Very good. Commissioner Hardesty, and I'll let you read the proclamation when we finish up the presentation, and I appreciate that introduction. Colleagues, as you know, we bring forth a proclamation marking November 11th is Veterans Day every year. This is the least that we can do to honor the brave uniformed men and women, both past and present. Before we hear from our panel today, I'd also like to acknowledge Nicholas Carroll. Nicholas is the designer behind the replica Berlin Wall display, which many of us have seen in the north atrium of City Hall. We encourage people to take a look at it. The display was strikingly accurate and powerful in its message, so we want to thank Nicholas for that amazing work. And so now I'll pass it to Con Tran to start us off. Good morning, Con.
Good morning, Mayor. Thank you. And thank you, Commissioners, for allowing us to present to you today. My name is Con Tran. I'm a veteran of our United States Army. I served 5 years in the Army active duty with the tour in Afghanistan, and the skills and experiences I learned in my time of service I still use today. On most days, you can find me on the third floor of City Hall, where I proudly serve as a member of Mayor Wheeler's staff. But today, I come to you as a member of the city's Veteran Empowerment Team, or VET. I am joined today by three amazing colleagues who will soon share their stories with you. But before I turn the mic over, I'd like to thank you, the council, for your support that you've shown to the veteran community and to the veterans inside the city as well. In my advocacy, either on my own or through the VET team, I have personally seen engagement and support from each of your offices in all aspects, in all capacities, and on some occasions, I've even worked with your staff directly. The VET team and the city have done some great things for the veteran community, some of which my colleagues will share later on, but there's always more work to be done, and the VET team takes this challenge, and we look forward to this challenge. Finally, I would like to acknowledge Commissioner Joanne Hardesty. Commissioner Hardesty holds many titles, as we all know. One of them is veteran. For those of you who don't know, Commissioner Hardesty served in the Navy, where she had the opportunity to travel all around the world, and she chose Portland as her home, so that means something. Commissioner Hardesty actively participates in almost every veteran event in the city. I've seen her myself personally many times, and she has always been outspoken about her support for the veteran community in Portland. So, Commissioner Hardesty, thank you for being a role model and a leader for veterans everywhere. Now, Council, I'll take up enough of your time. I would like to pass it to my colleague, Sebone Penn, to share some words. Thank you.
Thank you, Con. Hello, Mayor, City Council.
Morning.
Morning. My name is Sebone Penn, and I'm one of the VET leadership team. I'm here to tell you my story. Our veterans have served this country with honor and courage. Now it is our time to serve our veterans by by not only providing an opportunity for employment, but also allowing them to excel in leadership roles with the city. It takes courage to serve in the military because it's a call for leadership. Before my employment with the city, I was on active duty deployed to Iraq in the combat zones of Iraq. During that time, I've experienced close call death. Kind of chokes me up a little bit because it's just still in my mind of that experience. The military is not for everyone. For me, I felt a sense of honor and duty while I was serving the United States Army. After my time serving in Iraq, my challenge was from combat zone to civilian life. That was my challenge. That was my personal challenge. And I am very thankful that I've overcome that challenge. And I'm very thankful that, you know, that I'm alive today from that experience. It's time to take action by providing leadership opportunities for veterans within the organization. I would like to highlight currently with a vet team, we're collaborating with Team Red, White, Blue app. This is an app that provides veterans, their family, and friends with access to thousands of physical activities, social, and service-oriented events led by volunteer members throughout the city, the state, and national level. Lastly, thank you for letting me tell you my story, Mayor, City Council.
Thank you, we appreciate it. Good morning. Good
morning, Mayor and City Council. Thank you for having us. My story is I'm a Navy vet. I work in civic life in the noise department. My dad was career Air Force, and the highlight of my young growing up experience was he received orders to an Army base, Army post in Germany in the 1980s. So I lived 12 miles from the East German border as a teenager. And they had tours there, but my parents had never let me go. And so I would hear from people what it was like. They actually had armed guards, and there was a white line in the ground where you couldn't cross. Otherwise, you'll trigger the interest of the East German guards. So while we lived in Germany, my grandfather, who was a veteran of the Army, who served in World War II, we would go to some of the historical sites that he fought in the battles. So that was like a very educational experience for me. And part of the genesis of the project that I created this year with the Veterans Display in City Hall is the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall, which for those of us who grew up in the Cold War period, we know what it was like, the euphoria when this thing that we thought would last forever came tumbling down, people celebrating on top on November 9th, 1989. I wish the younger generation knew what that optimism felt like. So the project that I wanted to have people understand what Berlin was all about and how the American military contributed to that, as well as the British and the French militaries that occupied Berlin and West Germany. So as a young man, I served in the Navy in Italy, and I got to meet people who used to be in the Hungarian Army, and we got to exchange stories, and that was very meaningful. And what I learned is the importance of allies. We probably couldn't have done this without our European allies. We helped secure Europe for freedom, and it's a new world. I mean, there's changes, the challenges now that our military has different challenges to face, but I think without allies, we couldn't do it. We couldn't make it in the world. So that's my story.
Thank you so much for sharing it. I'm sorry you didn't put your name in the record, so if you could do that, please.
Oh, Nicholas Carroll, sorry about that.
It's Nicholas, we appreciate it. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Tammy Mayer, and I've worked with the Portland Police Bureau as a program manager for just over 4 years. Interesting story. When I was born, it was at the tail end of Vietnam, and in the hospital, people would come up to my mother and go, "Oh, you're so lucky you had a girl," because they didn't have to worry about the draft and me entering the military. Very few people in my family are military. I have a couple uncles that served in Korea for very short periods of time. And lo and behold, I grew up, and in the college, I decided I was going to join the Air Force. I graduated from Portland State University with an Administration of Justice degree and was commissioned in the Air Force through the ROTC program at University of Portland. I did just over 20 years as a security forces officer, which is equivalent to military police for the other branches. I had 10 assignments in my 20 years and 3 combat deployments. Of those assignments and one deployment, it was as the commander or chief of police, as you will, for the civilian side, type equivalent positions where I was responsible for up to 434 airmen, $6.2 billion in military aircraft, nuclear weapons, and facilities. During my time, I had the honor of working with some of the most dedicated and selfless individuals I've ever met. My time in the military has taught me integrity, service before self, and to strive for excellence in all I do. Not long after I started at PPB, I discovered the Veterans Empowerment Team, and I started attending the meetings as my schedule permit. The VET allows military members to reconnect with that sense of community that we kind of miss after leaving the military, through shared experiences, volunteering opportunities, and assisting other veterans find employment after leaving the service. Veterans in the workplace today come with unique skills, experience, job training, and a perseverance to overcome some of the most stressful and harshest conditions. They can be an asset to any organization. They have a sense of duty, work well in diverse teams, are able to problem solve and adapt to changing conditions. They are often well-organized, disciplined, and self-confident. I think sometimes employers are a little weary of hiring veterans as they can be seen as more outspoken, come with baggage, or just don't understand how some of the skills like infantry or similar will translate over into the civilian or corporate world. Sometimes the veterans don't do themselves any favors when attempting to translate those skills into experiences and during the job hunting and interview process. But if given the chance and empowered in the work, they may surprise you by their creativity and ingenuity.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks, all four of you. And now we'll take some council remarks,
great,
and then we'll ask the commissioner to read the proclamation. Commissioner Udaly,
did you have a comment? Sure, yeah. Well, thank you for being here today. And I want to especially acknowledge Nicholas Carroll, although the mayor has already done that, who works in the noise office within Civic Life. And I want to encourage everyone to go view the...
sign up.
Oh, it
had to be taken down because our sister city in Russia had the display. They had the reservation for this week.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, hopefully we can post some photos. I come in the back door, so I haven't been downstairs.
There's definitely a lot of photos for,
okay,
if anyone wants,
great,
to see it.
Well, the sentiment is still there.
Yes.
It was great.
And I just want to say, somewhat similar to what Commissioner Hardesty said, you don't have to agree with U.S. military policy to support veterans, and I definitely support our veterans. I know that working for the city is incredibly stressful for all of us, but maybe particularly stressful for, I'm not going to call it baggage, but many of us do have a history of trauma, and it's real. And I want to encourage all the veterans that work for the city to check out Veterans Empowerment Team, or at least take advantage of existing resources, because there are a lot out there. We all need to take better care of ourselves and manage our stress. And that is it. Happy Veterans Day in advance.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you for your service. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your service to the city. Nicholas, you mentioned that the fall, the Berlin Wall would not have happened without European allies. My grandfather served in the trenches in World War I. He volunteered when he was underage because he felt so strongly about the cause. And he used to say that we were just waiting for the United States to come into the war, because then we knew we would win. And I think it was the same with World War II as well. I know it was the same, that we were just waiting in Europe for the United States to come in. So thank you for doing that. Thank you for the great sacrifices. Mm-hmm. I also wanted to mention that we have had and continue to have bureau directors who are veterans. So in terms of being outspoken, having baggage perhaps, or certainly having the thrust to get things done, I hired Dante James to be the first director of the Office of Equity and Human Rights, and he got stuff done. Similarly, Mike Abate in Parks and now Mike Stewart in Water are Navy veterans. And there's a legacy that, and a leadership training that comes with your service. And I just wanted to say I appreciate it. And I'm very glad that the council recently passed so that you don't have to get to the Veterans Empowerment Team on your lunchtime. You can now do it on work time because we recognize the value of your participating in the Diverse Empowered Employees of Portland. So thank you. Oh, and also, I think, and others of my colleagues will be at the Veterans Day Parade, the Hollywood Veterans Day Parade on Monday. So folks are welcome to join any of the teams. I know that the Vets team has an entry. I have one. I know the mayor has one. So please, everybody come and join in because it's a really fun community event.
Mayor?
Commissioner Fish.
Commissioner Fritz, I forgot. So I'm also participating in the parade. What time does the parade kick off on Monday?
I think it's 9:30.
9:30. So that's in Hollywood. It is a terrific event. And Tony Starlight used to be the MC. I don't know whether he still does that,
yep.
But he's a superb MC. So we look forward to seeing as much of the community as possible at that event. Thank you all for your service and for sharing your stories. My dad was Navy and my grandfather was Army. So growing up, I was... there were no shortage of stories about their experience. Interestingly, after my dad died a little over 20 years ago, we discovered a box in storage that had all of his correspondence home. And my wife is an archivist professionally. I'm a archivist/hoarder. At some point, we're going to go through the box and organize his letters. But his every letter he wrote back to any member of his family, and I guess to my future mother, has all been preserved. So we look forward to mining that treasure chest of memories. Thank you, Mayor and Commissioner Hardesty, for the proclamation today. And I hope that as we strive to be a model employer, we continue to reduce barriers so that veterans feel welcome working for the city of Portland and continuing their careers. That's the least that we can do in recognition of their service. So thank you all very much.
Thank you, and I want to thank our affinity group and our city employees who come and they share their experiences with us. Con, I personally want to thank you again for your commitment not only to this issue, but the hard work that you do in the mayor's office every day. We appreciate it very much. And so with that, I'll ask Commissioner Hardesty to read the proclamation on behalf of the city council.
Thank you, Mayor. Before I do, I just want to say it's kind of ironic that this will be the first time in my adult life that I will have a paid holiday on Veterans Day. And it just feels kind of ironic, right? Because now that I am a city employee, I have that honor. And so I want to take a moment and just recognize those veterans who will be working because they don't have the opportunity to be off on Veterans Day. They will continue to do the things they do every single day. We should not assume that everyone who's on holiday is a veteran or everyone who's working isn't a veteran on that day. I also want to really appreciate the Veterans Empowerment Team because I think an opportunity to really provide a community for veterans, because no matter how much you want to understand, someone who is not a veteran will never understand what it's like to be a veteran, right? People can be empathetic, they can be kind, but they don't necessarily have that shared experience. So being able to have that shared experience publicly and in your workplace is a very cool opportunity. And Con, it's always a pleasure to work with you. It's funny to me, you smile through everything, no matter how tough it is, what we're doing, you just smile through it. And I think veterans do that. Veterans have learned that, you know, it's about getting the work done. It's about, and not caring who gets credit, because in the military, you don't actually always get credit for the fine work you do. You do it because you need to. It's the right thing to do. So thank you all for being here. And on behalf of this entire city council, I will now read the resolution, and I'm assuming we're gonna have a photo op when that's over, because that's how we roll around here. Whereas November 9th, 2019 marks the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall, which symbolized the end of the Cold War period, during which our military played a significant role in securing peace in Europe. And whereas the endurance of the brave men and women of our Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Air Force, and Coast Guard have exemplified their selflessness and steadfast commitment while risking their lives to ensure our freedom. And whereas, by tirelessly defending our nation and our allies against mutual threats to democracy, veterans have earned and deserve the highest degree of respect and support. And whereas, wounded and suffering military members who return home honor us with their inspiring dignity, perseverance, and valor. And whereas, we admire and stand beside the families and loved ones of those who have served and currently serve and the immense burden they bear. And whereas, we are continually grateful for the freedoms we enjoy in Portland and throughout the United States due to the service and sacrifice of our military. Now, therefore, the City Council, City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby declare November the 11th, 2019 to be Veterans Day in Portland, Oregon, and encourage all residents to honor those who have served and those who currently serve to preserve our values of justice, freedom, and democracy. Thank you all.
Thank you. So with that, if we could just come down here in front, and we'll get a photo. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Sure. When I got my degree at PSU, I wanted to be an officer here for a while. I wouldn't parachute out of a plane.
My goal was to be an astronaut. I wanted to be a test pilot.
Astronaut.
That, you know, it didn't work out. So.
That would be a good gig. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.